What are those tips?
We have 10 tips, and they are, you want to determine your eligibility, make sure that you're eligible for veteran benefits. And basically, that's an honorable discharge or a medical or a general discharge. You want to make sure that you meet service-connected disability requirements. Some veterans don't really understand how the system works in that regard. But the basic claim is that you have a current condition or diagnosis, something happened to you in service, whether it was an event or an injury, and that the two are actually medically related. That injury that you had in service actually is a current disability today. If you can obtain doctor support that you have a current disability and that it's related to service, that is very positive evidence to get your claim moving forward. You also want to file as soon as possible. If your claim is granted, they will pay you back to the day that you filed. However, because of the complexity of the system, the huge amount of claims going through the system, this process can easily take 2 to 5 years, especially if you have to appeal your initial decision. Also, you want to get help. It's a complicated process. The more quickly applicants seek help with their VA disability appeal, the more support they can get for their claim. And that's something that we definitely do here at ALSUP. I have cases in Winston-Salem, and I have cases throughout the country, but Winston-Salem is a high-volume office, and I have a number of claimants there. You also want to prepare an accurate medical record. You want to provide the VA with all the information. Even if you're treated at a VA medical center, you need to tell the VA regional office which medical centers you're being treated at. That allows them to be able to look for those records and obtain that information. You want to make sure you meet your deadlines. After you get that first decision, you have 1 year to appeal. That's a good amount of time. However, once you get your second decision, which is called the statement of the case, you only have 60 days to appeal that decision. So you have to be aware of these different deadlines that happen throughout the process. When you do get a rating, the condition's been determined related to service, you want to check the accuracy of that rating. That means it's 0 to 100%, and that's supposed to determine how bad that condition is today. If you feel the rating's not accurate, that is a reason to appeal. This is a long process, and we strongly recommend that you're going to, unfortunately, probably have to change your lifestyle. If you're suffering from some severe disabilities, you're most likely not working. The VA, unfortunately, is not producing answers as quickly as we would like, so you're going to have to adjust your spending while you wait. And don't give up. The final decision maker, the Board of Veteran Appeals, returns almost half of the claims reviewed back to the regional office to either obtain more evidence or correct for errors. So the first answer you get may not always be entirely accurate. And also, you got to remember, each condition is its own yes or no. So you may file for 10 conditions and get an answer you're satisfied with on 5, but the other 5 you can pursue on appeal. And as always, you can give ALSUP a call, and we'll be glad to screen your decision for free and see if it's something we can help you out with.
Brett Buchanan, thank you so much for talking with us today.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.